David loved a girl from the other side. His mama said, no, she'll take you for a ride. His daddy said, boy, I'll flay you alive if I ever catch you walking with a girl from the other side. But David didn't heed his father's words. Entranced by the look in his lover's eyes, their kisses in the darkness, softness of her sighs. Every night he crossed the water, she'd be waiting with a hooded light, 3 or 4 hours together, till day replaced the night. One night her light shone uncovered, but he pressed on without a care. Docked the oars, moored the boat, but there was nobody there. She was tied up in the kitchen, her brothers hiding at the pier, waiting for him with chains and knives to make sure his love would cost him dear. Her brothers returned, wild and shouting. Their hands were smeared with gore. They didn't smell the petrol around them on the floor. She had worked herself free and slipped out when they came. She shut the door, she shot the bolt, and then she struck the flame. And then she struck the flame. So she rode away in David's boat, her face alight in her brother's blaze. Her lover dying in her lap, moaning, trying to hold her gaze. And when the river reaches the sea, a storm was coming up, a storm was coming up. The fiery waves were getting up, a storm was coming up. The fiery waves were getting up. They took the boat, they took her, and they took poor David too. A storm was on the brew, storm. A storm was on the brew. A storm was on the brew. The fiery waves were getting up.